The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual guests. If you're a sensitive snowflake that may get easily offended, then turn this off immediately. If you want to hear the real truth about the gun culture, then stick around. This is the Armed Citizen Podcast. What's going on, everybody? This is Trey Miller with Ghost Tactical and the Armed Citizen Podcast, and this is going to be our first time to do Podbean Live, and we've never done this before, so we thought, let's try it and see what it's like. But one of the topics that we're going to talk about is, what is the big deal about concealed carry? But before we jump into that topic, let's get a quick announcement from one of our sponsors, The Gun Cleaners. Guys, if you're like me and can't stand a dirty firearm, then our friends Rod and Shelly Gates at the Gun Cleaners can help. The American-made and LEO-owned Gun Cleaners offer an incredible lube and solvent to get your guns back to brand new. The solvent is pH-neutral, non-toxic, and non-flammable. The lube is heavier than water, with superior water displacement, and is a non-petroleum-based. Guys, this is my personal choice for cleaning all my guns, so go check out www.theguncleaners.com. The Gun Cleaners. Come and clean it. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about concealed carry, and I've been writing some articles for some different magazines and online publications, and one of them that I wrote in the last week or so was, what's the big deal about concealed carry, and why is it so important, and why do people, you know, why is there always a discussion about concealed carry and carrying every day in general? And, you know, for me, obviously, most people that know me and know that the mission for this podcast, it's called the Armed Citizen Podcast for a reason. But most people that know me and know the YouTube stuff, and one of my biggest missions is concealed carry and trying to get as many people out there in our culture and our community to carry if they're able and willing to take that responsibility and be responsible for others' lives and self-protection, protecting the community and all of that. So, you know, it is one of those things where people have it's polarizing about concealed carry. A lot of people within our community love it, but there are a lot of people that are not gun people and are not in our community or in our culture, and they don't understand why we want to carry every day. And to a certain extent, my wife is one of them. My wife is not a gun person. She's from a country that did not really have guns. And there's a part of her that understands, but there's also a part of her that doesn't understand why I carry every day. And there's a lot of people out there that think that people that are looking to carry every day are, you know, they're from the wild, wild west, and they're trying to take their law in their own hands. And that is couldn't be further from the truth. But you know, if you're like me, and you've taken that responsibility of carrying every day, you know, you're going to get asked that question, you know, especially if you live in a small town and it's safe or whatever. And, you know, why do you have to carry a gun? You know, we live in a safe area. And, you know, it's not just about living in a dangerous city or town. And it's honestly not just about self-protection when it comes to making that decision to carry every day. And there's a lot of reasons as to why, you know, we decide to carry. You know, and for the most part, undoubtedly, the main one is to be able to protect ourselves and our families, you know, if evil does decide to show its ugly face. You know, the idea of not being prepared or able to fend our own lives in that critical time is a tough one, but it's not the only reason. We're also out there not just to protect ourselves and protect our family, but those of us that take it seriously, we're out there to try to protect anyone out there that can't or is not able to defend themselves. You know, being a good Samaritan's one thing, but, you know, trying to defend others when help is not available is quite different. You know, we all know that if someone is being held up at, you know, with a gun at a bank or at a gas station or whatever, it's going to take a few minutes to 5-10 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes, depending on where you live, for the police to show up. And being that front line, first level of defense, and being that citizen warrior, not only can you help defend someone while help is on the way, but you might even actually be able to end that threat. And just because you live in a safe town doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to be attacked or there's not going to be evil. You know, I've got friends in Parkland, Florida, and they said, man, I never thought this could happen here. And there are so many, you know, little towns and cities across the country that, you know, it'll never be touched by evil. But I do think that we have to learn that hate resides pretty much everywhere. You know, the wrath of destruction, you know, can happen anywhere at any time. You know, and look, I'm not suggesting by any means, I'm not suggesting that everyone has to live in fear and don't leave your house because evil's out there. It's actually the opposite. I think that knowing that the possibility of evil out there is as good of a reason as any to take the responsibility for yourself and for your family and carry every day, but go get training, you know, arming yourself with the tools and all that is not just a physical thing, but it's a mental thing. And I think you stand a better chance of surviving if you're both mentally and physically able and willing to be part of that front line of defense. You know, but let's be honest, not everybody is capable of making that decision. And I'm not saying that everyone out there should carry. There are people that I know that some are gun people, some are not, but there are people that I know that I wouldn't want carrying a gun every day. And that's just the reality. And some of those people are gun people. They have had training and they are familiar with firearms and they do go to the range and all that. But I, you know, I still don't want to have them carry every day and all that. And I want to say hi to the listeners out there. Like I said, this is our first time to actually go live on Podbean and pretty excited about it. It's a new feature that I didn't know that was out there. But if you're out there, please say something. There's a chat, I believe, out there. You can say something in the chat. We'll send you a shout out if you have a question or something. Ask that question, and the phone line is open if you want to text or call in. We'd love to have you call in, so you're more than welcome to do that as well. So if you're out there and you're wanting to join, let us know, and we'd love to get you in there. But let's kind of, you know, get back to what we're talking about is concealed carry. What's the big deal with concealed carry? And like I was saying, I'm not saying any way that everyone should carry, and like I said, there are people that I know that are gun people that I don't think I'd want them carrying every day. It irks me a little bit. It scares me a little bit. And the reason why is that some people just aren't able to mentally handle that pressure and of taking that responsibility. And actually, in a shit hits the fan scenario, they actually might become a detriment to the situation instead of helping. And, you know, there are people that may not be safe with their handling. They may not feel comfortable in taking that shot. And if they're not willing or able to take that shot, then they probably shouldn't be carrying. And that's okay. We're not saying that that's wrong. We're just saying that the reality is not everyone is able or should be carrying every day. But that doesn't mean that you could not still help the situation, because there's different types of training. If you're not able or willing to carry a gun, then maybe you could take a first aid class or a stop the bleeding class or get some trauma training. You know, all of these are just as important, if not more important. You know, not everyone is going to feel comfortable carrying that gun, but what's going to happen if you're in that scenario and someone does get shot? Well, we need someone there to help those people, keep them well and keep them alive and keep them going until an ambulance can show up. So, you know, if you can't carry a gun, you know, maybe carry a tourniquet, a first aid kit. You know, tourniquets these days are very, very small. You can fit them in a pocket, and a tourniquet can save someone's life just as much as a gun could. So, if you're out there, and you want to be part of the solution, but maybe not want to carry a gun right away, think about maybe carrying a tourniquet, a first aid kit, get some training in those. Because arming ourselves to protect our community, it's not just about the gun. And so, like I said, there's so many different things that go into it. And another point that I want to bring, maybe the last point, depends on how much time we have, but the next point I want to bring up is, you know, about concealed carry is, if you're going to decide to carry, please take that responsibility seriously. Carry in a safe manner. Don't try to bring attention to yourselves. That's the whole point of concealed carry, is having that tactical advantage of no one knowing that you're carrying. You know, some people will have sat there and said, and some of my friends, you know, don't know that I carry, or they didn't know that I carried. And when they found out, I mean, yeah, people are going to sit there and say, we were in Heber Springs, Arkansas, and you're in a small town, and why do you need to carry, and all that. And some people say, oh, well, I carry, I have some friends that carry also and all that. But, you know, one of the great things about carrying every day is when you do kind of people learn about that you carry, you know, it's about the conversation. And the idea that people carry a gun every day is, to some people, it's very foreign. It's a weird thing. And they don't understand, because they're not gun people, and they don't understand that this is a part of our lifestyle now, but it is very foreign to them. They just don't get it. And I think sometimes what they don't understand about why we decide to live our lives, what we do, and why we take that responsibility, what they don't know and what they don't understand, it sometimes scares them. And, you know, I think it's our responsibility to make them understand that we're just normal, everyday, law-abiding citizens that just happen to take this part of our life and our lifestyle very, very serious. You know, we should move in that direction, that people understand that we're the same people that you go to church with, you go to ball games with, the same people you barbecue on holidays with. And just because we happen to carry a gun doesn't change who we are. It just adds to who we are. You know, if they liked you before, you know, then maybe by being responsible and showing them that we are just normal people, that we're not some crazy gun nut that's out there like looking to start a war and all of that, maybe we can start one by one changing some of their minds. And once again, we're not saying that they need to carry, but all we're saying is maybe they start understand why we decide to. And by all no means, I'm not a proponent of everybody carrying. I think that it's a specific person that needs to make that decision, and everybody's going to have their own, you know, reasons as to why they do or why they don't. And that's okay. But I think that's something that we can try to do, is to try to let them know that we're just exercising our right to protect our loved ones. And we're just trying to tear down maybe the misconceptions of who we are and, you know, what we're trying to accomplish. And, you know, all of these reasons that we've been talking about so far are great ones. But, you know, every person who makes that conscious decision to carry every day and take that responsibility, you're going to have your own sets of reasons. You're going to have your own reasons as to why you've made that decision, whether it's just something that you want to do, or you've been mugged, or you've been attacked, you've had someone break into your home, or a loved one has been attacked and you don't want that situation to ever happen again, or you've been a witness to a robbery, you've been a witness to a holdup in a convenience store or whatever, and you don't ever want to feel like the victim again. Everyone's going to have their own reasons. And that's great, because that's part of who we are, is we all do it for different reasons. And, you know, all I want to say is, if you have not decided to carry, then, you know, hopefully some of the things we've talked about will give you some insight as to the mindset of what it's going to take to make that decision. But more importantly, I want to ask you this, and leave the answers in the comments below. I'd love to hear it. If you have not decided to carry yet, why is that? Why is that? And guys, we're going to go ahead and bail out of here. This has been fun. This is the first Podbean Live that we've done, and I didn't know this existed until a couple of days ago. But I've had fun. We might do this once a week and do a little 10, 15 minute little podcast and do it live here on Podbean. And if you have any questions, go ahead and email them or leave them in the comment section below. And like I said, the question I want to leave you with is, if you have not made that conscious decision to carry every day, why is that? And I want to hear your answers. So guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Semper Fi.
Thanks for listening to the Armed Citizen Podcast. To check out our full lineup of pro-gun media content, including our product reviews, live shows, and other Second Amendment activity, please check out our website, www.armedcitizen.com.